Hello, universe. Welcome back to Power and Grace Radio. This is your host, JJ. This week, I get to talk with a good friend of mine, Jane, from South Africa. She's a CrossFit athlete. We chat about competition, the new regional format, the change to four-person teams, and getting faster by running from large predator cats. Enjoy. Jane, how's it going?
Good and you, JJ?
I'm doing well. You are currently sitting in South Africa, which makes you, I believe, our first international podcast interviewee.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we just start out, tell everybody kind of your story and how you got into CrossFit and go from there.
Okay, well, I started in 2014. It's something that I started to actually supplement my softball and triathlons. So I got completely hooked. At first, I couldn't understand how someone can train for 8 minutes, you know. Who only trains for 8 minutes or 12 minutes? You know, make me work for 60 or 90 minutes or whatever. But I soon realized that intensity is the key to results and to performance and to athletic ability. So, yes, got into CrossFit. At that stage, CrossFit was quite new in South Africa. So if you had a little bit of talent in your left thumb, you made regionals. I went to my first regionals in 2014. Obviously, wasn't able to do a lot of the movements like street handstand push-ups and muscle-ups, etc. But I think South Africa as a country picked up quite from there and developed a lot from there. And as we'll chat a little bit later on about the new changes, etc., it's quite – there's some new talent to watch here in our country now.
So how many regionals total?
So it was 2014, 2015. We qualified in 2016, but we didn't go. And then 2017.
Right. I guess we met somewhere along that path in there through friends and friends, right? And so we've been chatting. I've been able to do some coaching and programming and helping you along with the WADs. But I would say you've definitely made some progress over the years.
Yes. I mean, when we met, JJ, I snatched 37.5 kgs. What is that in pounds? You should do the conversion. I think, let's say, for argument's sake, 90 pounds. And now I'm all the way up to 72 kgs. So it's been quite a road, and I couldn't muscle ups, and I couldn't do anything. So yeah, we have been walking quite the path together.
Yeah. It's definitely been a fun ride that we've had. And so now, lots of things going on as far as competitive around South Africa. Obviously, early on, you know, I've been watching the leaderboard closely. You know, over the years, seeing that you're in that region. And man, it's jumped up a notch. Luckily, you and your team have been able to keep up with the changes, but the competition there, you know, has just gone crazy.
Yeah, I think CrossFit is a very evolutionary sport. You know, you have to adapt or die. A lot of teams and individuals came into our region as well from various parts of the world, mostly in Dubai. From England, from America, or wherever. So they've raised the bar quite a bit. After 2014, it wasn't easy at all to qualify in any way for regionals. So, yes, different athletes streaming from different parts of the world definitely raised the bar and forced a country like South Africa to step it up, definitely.
And I don't think people, like especially, you know, obviously, you have an American audience, you know, realize kind of some of the deficits that happened there. So, for example, you know, I remember like just getting someone a good pair of lifters for like a while was like an issue. Like that was like a thing. Like it was hard to get some lifting shoes going, right?
Yes, like it was almost close to a mineral. You know, if you had a set of lifters, you were sitting on a pot of gold at one stage. You know,
that's crazy.
It sounds very rural, but it was a bit scarce. It was scarce at one stage.
and even the like development of good equipment to get to you guys, because it's not like you can pay the shipping cost to get, you know, a whole bunch of barbells shipped from Ohio to you guys.
Yes, luckily a couple of local companies started importing a bit, but importing as a private person was out of the question. So one or two companies popped up and did most of the importing work, and yeah, well, here we are.
Yeah. So now, as it's beginning to develop, how has the gym landscape changed maybe since 2014 in South Africa?
Well, 2014, I think I could count the amount of boxes in South Africa on my one hand. I think there was one in Cape Town. I think there was two or three in Pretoria, maybe more. Maybe there was more. But I remember the first two CrossFit boxes starting out, I think, in 2012. There was one in Pretoria and there was one in Cape Town, PBM, and I can't remember the other box's name. I think it was Cape CrossFit. And anyway, so we started out with a handful of boxes, and if I look at my vicinity now, let's say 10-kilometer vicinity, I can already count 5 CrossFit boxes.
That's crazy.
Close by. So it has developed quite a lot, and, you know, a lot of talent has been popping up everywhere. So very exciting things ahead.
Even now, do you see any obstacles in being in a country like South Africa when you're watching athletes like and what they have in the States or places like that?
Yes, I think in a country like South Africa compared to, let's say, European countries, you know, the kids start out at a very young age playing indoors, gymnastics, weightlifting, whatever way. Yeah, we focus a lot more on rugby and school sports. Mm-hmm. So we have that bit of a, we are a little bit behind with that, but that's fine. You know, there's enough talent here to develop those skills later. I think another challenge is quite financially. Obviously the athletes here, not a lot of athletes here get the privilege to, be a paid athlete. Most of the competitors are affiliate owners or self-employed or something like that. So it's really a kind of a matter of circumstance for you to be able to develop on your skills or be heavy competitive.
Plus, I mean, you guys do have the advantage. You know, you have to run from lions at an early age and get to climb giraffes, right?
Yeah, our primitive instincts helps a lot. Yes, it does, especially with the true form. Yes.
Yeah, right. I always used to joke with Jane about go on an 800-meter run, you know, avoid large cats and things like that. And then one day she sent me an image from downtown in a city in South Africa, and there's just like a lion just strolling across an intersection. I was like, I knew it.
Yeah, well, it happens a lot, you know, it does. So when coach says today we are doing a 1-kilometer time trial, I know where to go for that extra motivation.
Right, get a little extra. That's awesome. So now we got some changes happening. And I think that the two announcements that Dave Castro just threw down of both affect you directly. Number one, redrawing some regional lines, and number two, changing the team up format. We'll start with the regional lines. Now we have Southern Europe-ish, the Meridian region now that's including Africa, the Middle East, and a couple countries of Europe. What are your first thoughts on that when you heard it?
Well, obviously very excited. You know, the smaller the team, the more individual that teammate has to be, but we will come to that later. Out of a Middle Eastern Africa point of view, already athletes are streaming from right across the world to make teams, qualify individual. And I think in a place like Africa and Dubai, that has been a cause for massive development and step up in their CrossFit game. You know, a lot of rumors have been going around since that announcement, South African athletes wanting to go individual or making plans for new mixed teams. And Most of the teams in Africa always struggle to find that third girl or that third guy. So I think we are going to see teams qualify, a lot of teams qualify that just couldn't quite make it in the past, who had two great guys, two great girls, but just couldn't find that number three and on both genders or one gender. So obviously I think a lot of boxers were very excited with that announcement. And some of the boxers obviously thinking about sending more than one team, you know, who has the depth or whatever.
I mean, I know for yourself, it's definitely brought up some decisions. You'd been at one box that you guys have been annually sending teams to. But as something that you and I always talk about when we have our own chats is continuing the pursuit, right? Every year, yes. there's the main goal is always to perform better and be better than the last year. So you've actually made a decision on yourself that was completely affected by this four-person team, correct?
Yes, that was obviously a big decision. I think since 2014 compared to now, 2014 was more of a loyalty thing. You know, you competed for your box and you stayed at your box. But I think the recent announcement caused more of an opportunity, if I can put it in that way. You know, different athletes want to compete with new people now and try out new combinations. You know, you really can't hide behind someone anymore. So we are not going to give that person all the gymnastics, that one, all the weightlifting. We need well-rounded athletes. And it's really important that you send the right two girls and the right two guys. There can't be one person not coming to the plate that day. So I think my biggest reason to make that change is, you know, to grab that opportunity, you know, try some new combinations and see how it goes.
Yeah. And you know, I just, on the last episode talked with Duke Berg, very experienced at regional levels and with teams and things like that. And that's exactly what we talked about is like, you know, now it's, now you have to form the team and actually think about it. You know, it's not, you know, even though they still call it the affiliate cup, you know, it's really about who can put together the team to make the run. What kind of arena as far as like, how do you think the feel at a regionals now that since you guys have basically a brand new region, you know, you're cutting out half, probably more than half, maybe the teams that you saw last year. What do you think that's going to do once you get to regionals in May?
I think it's going to be different, definitely. I think it's going to be more competitive. And if I can explain, it's almost as if at the previous regionals, the top 10 teams separated themselves completely. Team 11 to team 20 separated themselves completely. And team 21 to 30 separated. So there was a big gap between those teams. I think that is going to be different. I think it's going to be much more competitive. It's going to be very close. It's going to be very exciting. And we all know on paper a team can look very good, like with the Invitational, Europe was maybe the obvious choice or whatever. I think Pacific was almost the least obvious choice, even though they had the two best girls. You know, the two guys, I thought, geez, it's so important to have four superstars, you know, and they took the win. So I think it's going to be much more close, much more competitive, and I don't think there's going to be that gap anymore. Between 1 and 10, 11 and 20, 21 to 30.
Yeah, I also think now it's even more specific on each person's going to have to really perform, right? I mean, yes. Now that each person is 25% of the team, 25% of what's going on out there. Yes. Does that add any pressure to your game as you start training, or are you using it as motivation?
No, it's definitely motivation. I mean, nothing makes you work on your weaknesses as much as knowing – you are going to be the one who has to perform it in the future. You can't really rely on someone to do your work for you. Your accountability is way up. Your responsibility is way up. So I think that's my favorite part of the changes is doesn't matter what happens in the future. Everybody involved is going to walk out better athletes because of this change.
Sure. Do you think now that there's a new region, though, the scramble? I mean, have you heard a lot of athletes who aren't quite sure, because, you know, now the chance to maybe even make it as individual is tossed out there. And so I think there'll be a lot of athletes who have to make a decision on that, you know, on that last Friday after the Open gets done, kind of see where the rankings, you know, are we still going to go team, or now my scores are good enough to make it in as an individual?
I think that's going to cause a bit of problems for a lot of teams. You know, if you get the opportunity to go individual, you never know when that opportunity might swing by again. So I think it's going to be a bit difficult. But, you know, at this stage, agreements like that is still very informal, as far as my knowledge goes. You know, you kind of still have the right to break the agreement, the verbal agreement, and say, listen, guys, I'm going individual or whatever. At this stage, it's only a verbal agreement between teams. So there's nothing really stopping someone from changing plans, you know. But the loyalty comes in and commitment. You know, I think a lot of teams say, listen, guys, whatever happens, if you qualify individual, it's one of those things you're going to have to go team.
Right. And that may even be easier with the less box loyalty and more just trying to create super teams, right? You know, you have,
yes.
You know, you don't have an entire box that you've been with and trained with for years. You know, now it's, you're joining that team, you know, to further yourself and a team, but also, yes. You know, the individual thing comes up. And I know we've chatted about it a couple times, and it's just so hard to see what's going to happen with a new region, right? It's just, it's a new pool. Kind of on, you know, you don't know who's going to come out on top in those top few spots.
Yes, and also I think in a country like South Africa, we can send a couple of good teams, but I don't think we have massive pools inside of our boxes where we can say, okay, guys, let's make a squad of 10 super athletes, and then let's see what happens after that last Friday of the Open. If some of you qualify individual, you can go. If some of you don't, we can make a team. We don't really have that depth, I think, at this stage. Mm-hmm. And I think also some of the teams forming in Dubai, super teams, I think it's the same with them. You know, they maybe don't have the funds to look after 10 athletes for the whole Open season and then say, okay, you can go individual, you can go team or whatever.
Yeah, we chatted. You brought up Dubai. We chatted a little bit about that off the air, and how crazy the transformation of Dubai has been in CrossFit world, right? Like, I don't even know that we heard anything from there for years, and now all of a sudden, you know, that's probably one of the driving forces on why you guys got your own region, is those guys driving competition and high. And we were just talking about it. You were telling me a little bit about. The competition that's coming up there in Dubai?
Yes, the Dubai Fitness Championships. I think that's going to be one of the top championships. If you look at the online qualifiers, it's actually shocking to see how many of the Games athletes didn't qualify for that competition. So, you know, that's kind of the Africa version of the CrossFit Games or regionals or whatever. The prize purse, money purse is massive. And more athletes are coming to Dubai to participate in that. And, you know, at the beginning, I thought, you know, someone, the CEO like Dave Casher, would kind of feel like Dubai is kind of stealing the light, but he's loving it. He's loving the development going on in Dubai and Africa.
Yeah. I mean, it's only going to help grow the sport as we get bigger and draw it. So it's kind of cool to see other places around the world start to develop like that, which is very neat.
Yes.
So what's the plan heading into the Open? What are you thinking? What's on your mind as we get closer to it? Because, I mean, we're officially preseason, if not not in season right now. It's close.
Yeah, well, I must say I am at this stage, I'm very happy with my prep. But, you know, there's one thing I've learned from the Open. You are never really ready. You think you always think you are. After the first weekend, after your first workout, you think – you've really crushed it, when in fact, maybe you haven't. So Dave Cash just said it's going to be a very, very special Open. I don't know if he's maybe referring to maybe it's going to be more skill, maybe, I'm not sure. But if he says something is going to be special, we can surely put our millions on it that it is going to be different and special. So I don't know if there's going to be a lot of dumbbell work. If there's going to be dumbbell work, I think it's going to be maybe like an overhead dumbbell, overhead squats, heavy skillful or something like that. I think we can bet on dumbbell thrusters coming. I don't want to say it out loud, but I think we can, practice those a bit over December. But yes, I think it's going to be very exciting. If you've done a couple of opens, like I have, you get to a point where you are never upset about what gets announced. You get the workout and you just make the best out of it. I'm far past the point getting upset about any open workout announcement. You just take it on horns first.
When we make it to regionals, do you think they're going to have a four-person worm?
Yes.
He loves it. We were talking with Duke, and I was like, he was like, God, I hope this is the death of that stupid worm.
Yes. They are going to have a four-person worm. But luckily, the potential new teammates, all of us are the same length, more or less. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a better pick for us.
Have you guys started constructing like a makeshift four-person worm in the gym in the back yet?
Not yet. There's actually a couple of worms that has been made for four people with one of the competitions we have here in South Africa. So we will probably just use one of those and maybe make it heavier. I suspect it's going to be heavier as well.
So
I don't know why.
So the worm will never go away. he loves it a lot.
Dave Cash, though, if we expect something, it just doesn't show. So I think for next year, definitely. I think if because it was used on the Invitational, I think they will introduce it maybe. But, you know, there's so many possibilities for programming now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily – I just hope there's not going to be like three events with a worm and then three other events.
Right. He does love it, though. There's a lot of worm usage.
Yeah, there was a lot of worms, yeah.
So like, on a personal level, you've been busy outside of the gym, right? Your studies and getting everything ready. Why don't you tell a little bit everybody about what's been going on there?
Okay, so I'm actually I have been a law student. I studied BCom first, finished that. Then I studied LLB, and I finished that. And then I did law school this year, and next year in the middle of January, I'm getting admitted as an advocate. So I think, yeah, that's basically a lawyer or admitted to the bar. I'm not sure about the Texas terms for that. Admitted to the bar is my best guess.
Right.
And yes, then I'm doing a pupillage program where we basically have a mentor and we learn from them and we attend classes, etc. It's a non-income year, so
yeah.
Yes, it's going to be an interesting out of that point of view as well. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it, and I think making that big change in my life and making a box change. You know, I think while I was at it, I decided to just change everything. So the whole year is going to be a big challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
So, you know, balancing a lot of that. I mean, you're a regional levels athlete, still improving, but you've been studying, going through law school, you know, starting all of these things. You know, how have you found the best way to balance that? Because I think with a lot of athletes, right, like that's the number one thing is, you know, I don't have time to put in that training, or I have too much else going on. And we see a lot of them just, you know, kind of give up one or the other. So how have you been able to balance it?
Yes. I think in a way, there's a golden thread. You know, the more you do, the more you get done. And if you have a certain personality and a certain drive and a certain natural motivation or whatever, I think in all areas you tend to excel. Maybe you drop one or two of the balls sometimes, but I think as you get more experience, you learn how to juggle things better. For me, my lifestyle has actually been lovely these past couple of months. You know, I have my own personal training business. So 5 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll do that. And then a little bit of studies and admin. And then normally 4 to 6 in the afternoons, I'll train. And because of having so many activities and things going on, I really learned to make the most of the session that you are busy with, or that you have, or the time that you have. You know, make sure that the intensity is there. You don't need to train 3 hours to get fit. You don't need to train 3 hours to get better. I must say it helps to be able to do all of the movements, because then training goes quicker. But yeah, it's nice to be at the point where you can do everything, because steady muscle ups doesn't take 3 hours anymore, you know. So balancing anymore. Yeah, so balancing things is tough, but I think as you get more experience, it gets easier.
So and you know, as you just said, that you also have the personal training thing going on along with that, so that's another ball into the air. You know, what do you say your long-term goals? I mean, do you think once you kind of get more into you know, officially being a lawyer and going to that, are you planning on kind of letting CrossFit go to the side and just keep in fitness, or do you want to keep competing?
I have to say, I don't really believe in a side dish of anything in life, you know. I think go full out in everything. The scale will be in balance, even if it is heavy on both sides, if that makes sense.
Sure.
You know, I believe in living with a lot of passion and a lot of drive. It won't be possible for me to really do something halfway. I'll probably see myself in 5 years, you know, just training or keeping fit or whatever. But at this stage, my goal is to become the best advocate I can be and the best athlete I can be. So it's really simple. It's only 2 things. It's not a lot to ask.
Right. Yeah, I like that. I like that analogy. The scale's heavy on both sides. It's still balanced. That's good. I like that a lot. That's cool. So we appreciate you being on. That was a lot of fun. First international athlete on, so that's a good time. As people go out and start to look for you, try to find you on social media, where can they follow along on your progress?
Instagram account at Jane Stroops, and also on Facebook, welcome to follow me there. So yeah, things are going to heat up, and we are coming in hard for the 2018 season. So the team is probably shortly going to make a couple of posts, and I think things are going to heat up as we start approaching the Open. So, yes, I think if you want to see some developing teams, if you want to see some exciting things happen in Africa, give us a follow and see what happens.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I can tell you, I know I am about getting you guys going and starting over there. And then after that, we're going to get you guys a USA trip, right?
Yes, a training camp in the USA wouldn't be too bad, I must say.
Hey, Spencer's definitely listened to this. So, Spencer, whenever you hear this, all you got to do is plan it, and we get them over here for sure.
Yeah, well, thanks for your guys' support and support over the years and all your help and advice. And you've definitely played a big role and a big part in developing us as well.
It's been a lot of fun. All right. Well, we will speak soon, I'm sure. Until next time.
Okay, till next time.
See ya.
See you. Bye.
Hi again, everyone. Thanks again for listening to Power and Grace Radio. We really appreciate the support. If you enjoyed this episode, please share us out on social media. Head over to iTunes. Give us 5 stars. We're also available on Google Play and on Stitcher. So share it with your friends. Know the format they want to use. If you ever want to reach out to us at Power and Grace Performance, any social media platform, hit us up there. And we'll see you next time.